Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3. Remember those in prison as if you were there yourself. Remember also those being mistreated, as if you felt their pain in your own bodies. I'm so grateful that when I was at university, I was encouraged to visit the local prison once a week. We visited the young offenders wing, and so I was meeting people of my own age, which was such a valuable experience. I'd never met prisoners before, and so I assumed that they would be completely different from me. They weren't. They were intelligent, interesting, and amusing, and it was fascinating to hear the story of their lives. Prisons in the days of the early church would have been completely different from anything that I encountered. The Romans normally stripped prisoners naked and flogged them prior to their imprisonment. Their wounds would not have received medical attention, and the prisoners were expected to sit in painful leg or wrist chains. Their filthy clothing was not replaced even in winter. Prisons were often underground and would have been stinking in despairing places. There was no possibility of prisoners being visited, and as many Christians were imprisoned, the writer knew it was vital that they be actively remembered and prayed for. Rough justice was the order of the day, and many Christians were physically mistreated by the authorities. The writer to the Hebrews suggests that the church members should try to imagine what they were going through. This reminds us of Paul's words to the church in Corinth, where he spoke of the body of Christ. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honoured, all the parts are glad. These things might seem far removed from our own situation, but the principle holds good that we must continually remember our Christian brothers and sisters and stand with them, whatever they're going through. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you been able to support other Christians as they go through difficult times? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for your church and for the privilege of standing with our brothers and sisters as they face suffering and other difficulties. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Allow your faith to guide you. Grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.